Got you.
Hello, Judy's here.
Hi, Judy.
I got you. How's it going?
Oh, good.
Good.
Trying to get ready for our meeting.
Right. I think it's just me and you so far.
Okay.
Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hello, Brandon.
Hey.
Hey. It's just us three, I think.
Do what?
I said, I just think it's us three so far.
Oh, okay.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah.
Good.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I hope everybody's having had a wonderful Shabbat.
Indeed.
Or
yes,
is still having
you.
A wonderful Shabbat.
We are. Thank you.
Please join Baruch Hashem. Please join me in saying Liana Bakar. Anna Bakar. We utilize to take any part of our body that needs healing back to its stem cell state, where it becomes healed, where it becomes cleansed, where it becomes rejuvenated. And then we return it back into the body, back to the body, back to its perfect state, doing its job as it was created to do. Barchem tacharem, rakamem sukacha, amen. Etet resh tzaditach gimel. Chasin kadosh, beratzu chacha, Letters of the month of Sivan are the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Zion that created the constellation Teumim, the twins, the Gemini. Together, Resh and Zion have a gematria of 207, which is the same gematria as the word in Hebrew, or, which means light. The same gematria as the word En Sof, which is translated as the endless world. When we keep balance during the month of Elul, during the month of Sivan, when we are able to see through the mud and separate between the earth and the water, this is the revealing the light of the En Sof in our physical world. This is a job during the month of Sivan. This is what the gift of the Torah represents. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyangatenu Yodea Mama Kirkufa Sariyuta. Reading the verse from Samuel Betts. Wesanti Makom Leami Israel. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own, and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as at the first. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. We're reading from the Parasha Beha'alotcha, from the Zohar, the first section, verse 1. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kenenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kenenei. I did forget to mention to you, you can find this as a handout on the Revealed Wisdom page. The right column, the first row, will take you to a page of all the different Zohar sections. And when you open up the section under Beha'alotcha, which is under the book of Numbers, you will find, I believe it's four different handouts. This is the first one. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe l'emor, daber el Aharon. Yamarta elai behalota, et hanerot v'gomer. Rabbi Yehuda Petach, v'hu kechatan, Yotze Nehupato Vedoner Zaka Ahulake Hom the Israel the Kucha Berihu Itre Behon Beahav Lehon Olaita. Dikshoti lana p'techaye. Deveya bardash. Yarit chayim lehai alma. Lechayim lealma. Beate de kolman de ishtadal. Deoraita weachid. Ba'it le'ya chayim v'kol man d'shavit mi'lei d'yoraita v'it perash me'oriata k'ilu mit perash me'chayim begin d'hiya chayim v'kol mi'lo Chayim ha'ibiki ki chayim pen v'gomer u'tiv Rifut tehi l'sharecha v'gomer. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, and say to him when you kindle the lamps. Rabbi Yehuda opened the discussion, saying, Which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. Praised is the lot of Israel, that the Holy One, blessed be He, favored them and granted them the Torah of truth, a tree of life by which a person inherits life for this world and life for the world to come. Whoever tries to learn Torah and holds to her has life. Whoever leaves the words of the Torah and separates from the Torah, excuse me, is as if he took leave of life. Since she is life and all her words are life, as it is written, for they are life, and I shall be health to your navel. My commentary. Torah is life. All one has to do to hold on to the tree of life, which is the Torah. All one has to do is memorize a seven-word pasuk and constantly remember to say it and repeat it and say it once again. Wherever you are, wherever you go, whatever you do, if you say the following, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz. This is the first verse in the Torah. It has seven words and 28 letters. It does not have all of the letters in the alphabet, yet it has five aleph's, so it does have all of the letters. It is missing. Since these alephim include all of the letters, since the sound of the aleph is to inhale in order to exhale all of the other letters. Here is another less complicated way to say the verse. Bet, bet, aleph. Aleph, hey, vav, hey. Or you can say the following. Tav, aleph, mem, tav, tzadi. These two Hebrew sequences are the first and the last letters of each of the seven words in the first verse of the Torah. All of these are Kabbalistic tools. When you say any of these sequences or word verses, you are connecting to all of the energy of the Torah itself, which is the tree of life. As the Zohar Pasuk says, the Torah is life. Are you willing to connect to the tree of life? The second verse. The second pasuk in the Zohar, in the parasha, Obeha Alotcha. Tachati ilana dechaye achid me'ela letata v'hai shimsha denahir lekola nehora dileya Shari me resha ve'it pashat The gufa de ilana be orach mesha. Bet sitrin achidan be yakad l'tzafon. V'chad l'darom, chad yemina, v'chad shemala b'shata. Tishim shana hir kima, deit mar mehahu. Gufa de ilana, akif libit roa. Demina vian hir, betuk feya. Vemituk feya, nahir shemala. Come and see. The tree of life, which is Zerantin, is attached from above downwards. The light of this sun, which is Zerantin, that shines upon all, begins from the top, that is Chachma, Bina, and Dat, and spreads to the trunk of the tree, which is Tiferet, in a straight path. Two sides are attached to it, one to the north and one to the south. One right, which is Chesed, and one left, which is Geburah. When the sun illuminates from the trunk of the tree, as we have learned, it first strengthens the right arm, which is Chesed, and shines with force. From that force of the right, the left illuminates, which is Geburah, and is included in its light. My commentary. This Zohar Pasuk is teaching us that when we say the first letters of the words of a verse, we are connecting to Chesed. When we say the last letters, we are connecting to Geburah. When we put them together as written below, we connect to Tiferet, which is the balance point. Here is another less complicated way to say the verse. That Aleph Aleph Hey Vav Hey, or you can say the following: Tav Aleph Mem Tav Mem Tav Tzadi. These two Hebrew sequences are the first and last letters of each word in the verse, in the first verse of the Torah. This is the sequence that puts Chesed and Geburah together and connects to Tiferet. Bet Tav Bet Aleph. Aleph Mem, Aleph Tav, He Mem, Vav Tav, He Tzadi. All of these are Kabbalistic tools. The third verse in the Zohar.
V'hu kechatan yotze me tupato, mani hu tupato. Dayu atara sheitra lo imo biyom chach tunato yotze mechupato dayu resha bekolden nechora kada'a bachra da'a patreya. Mikse Hashamayim Motzao Gashiruta de Kola de Ikre Mikse Hashamayim Ukdein Nafik Kechatan Mamash Kad Nafik Liara. The call te a rechimata, the nafsho faris, the ro kabela, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. He asks, what is his chamber? He responds, that is the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding. These are the Mohin, Chokhmah, Bina, and Dat that he received from his mother, who is Bina, coming out of his chamber, that is, the top of all the light, meaning Chachma, Bina, and Daat, as you say in the following scripture. His going forth is from the end of the heaven. This is the beginning of everything that is referred to as the end of the heaven, meaning Bina, from which emerges and begins Zeran Pin, referred to as heavens. Then he emerges like a real bridegroom when he goes out to meet his soul, beloved bride. He stretches out his arms, which are Chesed and Giborah, and receives her. My commentary. The verse in the Zohar is hinting at two letter sequences that are referred to as crowns of the Torah. There are 24 crowns, one each for each book of the Torah. If you count the books of the Torah, you will find that there are 27. Since the Christian monks split the book of Kings, the book of Samuel, and the book of Chronicles into two books each. These crowns have all of the energy of each book. The Kabbalists have taught us to use these crowns on the night of Shavuot, and also on the Keter during Shabbat, and also on the Keter of the prayers during the various holidays. These crowns are shortcuts to receive all of the energy of the Torah.
They only work on certain times, as indicated in my commentary. We will use them and utilize them on the night of Shavuot, when we stay up all night, to receive all of the energy of the Torah prior to hearing and receiving again, or having the gift again of the Torah from the 620 letters that compose the Esser Dibrot. The Torah, the tree of life, is immortality. Don't make that mistake to think it's anything else. Don't make the mistake that you're thinking it's not true, because your consciousness will apply and come and create what you create with your consciousness. There are 27 there are 24 crowns, because there's 24 books in the Torah. Why did the monks change it? There's 27, one for each letter of the alphabet. But that's not what gives you immortality. You need to understand the meaning. Why is it 24? We'll discuss it on Shavuot night. The fourth pasuk. Kahai gavna dehu kahatan yotze me tupato azla shinsha vipashat legape na'arav kevan tema'arav itkari Sitar tzapon hitar v'kavleya Ikad meyat meta v'kari v'marav v'zavigleya V'yatreya kima d'itmar d'ikiv samolo Tachat l'roshi uvatar sitar darom Dehu yamina dikti zimino Techa bekeini kiden yasis Kegei bo larut sorach Leon Hara, Sihara, Vi Okbuha, Tahat Si Behalotcha Et Hanerot Ilein Botzinin Ilein Dekuhu Nehirin Kachada Min Shema Masha. Similar is the verse, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. The sun, Zerampin, continues to spread to the west, which is Malchut. As soon as the west gets nearer, the north side is the first to be aroused towards it, that is Gevurah, and approaches to the west. It joins it at that place. As we have learned, the beginning of Zerampin coupling is on the left, which is Gevurah. That is the secret of reconciliation and getting permission. As it is written, his left hand is under my head. Following that is the south side, which is the right, meaning Chesed, as it is written, and his right hand embraces me. Then it rejoices like a strong man to run a race, to illuminate the moon from the central column. That is Yesod. And this has been explained. Come and see, when you kindle the lamps, these are the loftiest candles, which are the Sephirot of Malchut, which all shine brightly in unison from the sun, which is Zerampin. That is the end of section one. Are there any questions? Section 2, Pasuk 5. Rabbi Abba Patach Ashrei Ham Yodei Teruah Hashem Seor Panecha Yechalekun Haikira Ukluha Aval Tachatzi Zakayin inun Yisrael Nikucha Barichu Yahav lo no raita Kadisha Weolish Lon yirfo Leitabaka Veya Umeitar Tikudein Dio raita Lamiske behu Lialma diate diate Bekariv lehu beshata Denachku the mitzrayim Dehakidein hapik lon meroshuta Achara v'salik Lonlit achada bishmeya Uktein ikun b'nei Yisrael B'nei chorin mikol adilayatu Tichot reshua Achara v'salik lonliat Acharada Bishmeya Desalik Alkola Deshilit Deshalit Alilain Vetatain. Whenever you hear me make a mistake in the reading of the Zohar, it's an indication of a tikkun, a correction, a personal correction. That's why I mispronounced it. But it's also a tikkun that applies to each and every one of you, relative to each and every one of you differently. It's imperative that you speak out and say you've made a mistake. When I go back and correct that error, that's how easy it is to do a tikkun, to do a correction. That's Hashem's mercy. as expressed in the Zohar. Sometimes there are differences in opinion as to how a particular letter or word is to be pronounced. I may hear what you have to say and just not go back. That's an indication that I've heard what you've said, but it's not appropriate for me to change what I said because I feel it's correct. That doesn't mean that I am right for you, and you need to say the word the way you feel it's appropriate. This is the teaching. This is the mercy of the Creator. Utilize it.
Rabbi Abba opened the discussion, saying, "Happy is the people that know the joyful note. They shall walk, O Hashem, in the light of your countenance." This verse has been explained. However, come and see. Praised are Israel, to whom the Holy One, blessed be He, gave the Holy Torah, and taught His ways to adhere to Him, and keep the mitzvot of the Torah, in order to achieve merit through them in the world to come. And He drew them near when they came out from Egypt, since He withdrew them from another dominion, and raised them to unite with His name. Only then Israel were called free men in every respect, in that they no longer sojourned under someone else's authority. He raised them to unite with His name, which is loftier above all, and has dominion over the highest and the lowest. My commentary. The Zohar Pasuk starts to hint about the shofar being a tool to connect with Hashem. It explains that one needs to be free to choose the Creator as the essence that one connects with. This connection to the Creator is through the Hebrew letters and His various names, which include each verse of the Torah, as explained and demonstrated by my commentary in the first section of this Zohar on Parasha Behalavcha, the sixth Pasuk. Umi go rechim uta dilon karalon, veni bekori Israel ke gavna ila, bekatal kol bekor dilela witata, wishara ketirim ve Isarin de Elain with Atain begin Leapaka Lone We Aved Lone Benehorin Mikola Viat La Baa Kuchaberishu La Malach Villa Saraf Elayu v'otcha, Yu yada le'avchana, u'minda kola, u'mishrei asirin, v'lavinun birshuta, v'shlicha achara, ela bideya. In His love for them, He called them, "Israel is my son, my firstborn." Similar to the above,
like Zeranpin that is called firstborn, He killed all the firstborn above and below from the other side. And He loosened and untied the knots and shackles which the Egyptians tied so that Israel would not be able to leave Egypt. In order to take them out, He made them free of everything. Thus the Holy One, blessed be He, did not wish to take them out through an angel, through a seraph, but only through He Himself. Moreover, only He could distinguish between a firstborn and a non-firstborn, and know everything and release the bond. It is not within the authority of any other emissary, but rather it is in his hand. My commentary. Our sages in the Zohar are very clear. Only the Creator can know who is a firstborn and who is not a firstborn. Why is that? In my opinion, the information is encoded in two separate worlds. This means that the knowledge of who is a firstborn requires information to be available from both the world of Asiya and the world of Yetzirah. It is not solely in the DNA records of each world, but must be available to have the records from both worlds simultaneously. Angels are not able to be in two worlds at once. Only human beings of the created entities have that capability. Of course, the Creator has that capability as well. Pasuk 7, unless there are questions. Tachachi behahu leil yadva kudsha barichu lechad lakolinun bekore kimaditma beshata deramash leil yad Atum Zamrin Lazamra Kameya Amarlon Laidan Hudeha Shirata Ahara Mizamrin Bane Biara Bishata Deit Balig Lelia It Aruach Safon the Kucha Barichu Kidain Avad Nukmin the Israel Avdin Shirata Bekol Ram Ukdain Avad Lon Benechorin Mikolah Malakin Ilae v'kol mashir yan Kuhu hawotzatin Lehon lekalehon v'Yisrael Batar deit gazaru rashimu Levatehon mehahu Dima umidama bepischa biblad rashimim al hamishkot ve'al shetem hamizuzot. Come and see. On the night that the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to slaughter all these firstborn, as we have learned, the singers came to sing for Him when night fell. The Holy One, blessed be He, told them that the time was not opportune to sing any song, since the inhabitants of the earth were singing another song. At midnight, the north wind was stirring, and the Holy One, blessed be He, was wreaking vengeance for Israel. Israel were singing their song with loud voices, and at that moment He made them free from everyone. The supernal angels in all the highest camps together were listening to the voices of Israel after they were circumcised and marked their houses with that blood and the blood of the Paschal Lamb with three marks upon the lintel and on the two side posts. My commentary. What song was Israel singing? Was it Dai Dayenu? Or was it another song that we sing from the Haggadah? Or was it a song of joy for some, Israel, and a song of sadness for some, Egypt. It is my thinking that it was this mixture of songs. The angels are meant to serve man. This means that when men are in conflict with each other and not unified, the angels are not able to sing some songs of praise to the Creator. This is an amazing teaching from the Zohar. If men truly understood what they are doing when they create conflict among each other, and that songs, and that actually stops the songs of joy and praise, what is truly happening is that is the cause of the stopping of the flow of Shefa. This is my opinion. Okay, in the Zohar, putting the blood on the top of the door and the two signposts is referred to as the mezuzah, because the word mezuzah in the Hebrew language refers to the doorway as well as what we commonly think of as a mezuzah. In the Shema and in our prayer classes on the Shema, we're going to be getting to understanding that. But at the end of the V'ahavta prayer of 42 words is the word mezuzah, mezuzot, plural of mezuzah. And it refers to, it permutates to zaz mavet. Zaz is a Hebrew word that says remove. Mavet is the Hebrew word that means death. The mezuzah removes death. How does that relate to this Zohar that we just read? I'll leave for you to think about, or wait until our prayer discussion gets that far. Pasuk 8. Mem tet ha-ukbuha ragindiyahu rashima kadisha sabela kadihu nafik Vehamehahu Gamadehawa Rashim Alhahu Titha Chayes Alehu De Israel Hahidikin Ufas Pes Pasach Hashem Al Apetach Begomer haka idle iskakla ikucha barichu ate vekatil viara the mitzraim velo shaliyah achara rashima dadinal picha Lama v'hakola galei kameya v'tu bahu v'lo Yiten ha-mashchit v'lo yashchit mi ba'eleya. What is the reason that they mark the blood over the door lintel and the two side posts? It has already been explained. It is because it is a holy mark, and the angel of destruction had mercy upon Israel when he saw this blood that was marked on the opening. This is what is written. Hashem will pass over the door. We must look closely here. If the Holy One, blessed be He, and no other messenger came and slew in the land of Egypt, what is the purpose of this mark over the door opening, since all is revealed to Him? In addition, what is the meaning of, and will not allow the destroyer, which means it was a messenger. It should have said, and will not destroy. My commentary. This is a very important spiritual teaching that comes from these questions. What is the blood over the lintel and the two side posts? What is the blood? Whose blood is it? What does it mean that the angel of destruction has mercy over Israel? The angel of destruction is based on judgment and acts in a time of judgment. What does mercy mean in this respect? Perhaps this spiritual teaching will become clear in the rest of this section. Verse 9. Elav Adai Hakihu Bitiv Hashem Heita Kol Bekor Hashem Ruvet Dino V'ahu Beidina Akaishkata Uvkola Ba'eli Achaza Ovada Begin Leishta Zavadeha Kegavna Da'al Gabei Madbecha Begin Dila Ishtaka Mechabela. It most certainly is so, as it is written, and Hashem smote all the firstborn. And Hashem indicates him, Zeron Pin, and his courthouse, Malchut. That courthouse is present here. Therefore, it says, the destroyer. It is always imperative to show a deed below in order to awaken a corresponding one above, to be saved. Because of that, it was necessary to place the blood over the door lintel and the two side posts to arouse mercy for them above. Similar to that are the offerings on the altar. This is in order that the destroyer shall not come there. First off, before I read the commentary that I wrote, you should realize that this idea of Zeron Pin and Malchut being together at this moment when the firstborn was slew, and that it took Hashem directly, he needed to have the information from both worlds, both sets of DNA, the DNA of Zeron Pin, which is the letters themselves, and the DNA of Malchut, which is what our current science is beginning to discover. The genes and the DNA. Our current science is still making mistakes, but they're improving. Hanok's commentary. The Zohar is explaining that the name Hashem represents Zeron Pin and Malchut in unity. This indicates that Hashem was working with both mercy and judgment at the same moment. This is something that we do not understand, and this is something that only the Creator is capable of doing, using opposite energies simultaneously. A human being can travel to another world. A human being can be in more than one place at one time. But a human being is not capable of bringing mercy and judgment at the same instant, using both energies simultaneously. That's why we build computers that are binaries, that are the switch is on or the switch is off. So we build multiple switches, significant, millions and billions of switches. And if it's on, it's on. And if it's off, it's off. But it switches quickly, and so we can get a sense of gray. It's not black, it's not white, it's gray. But ultimately, only the Creator can use black and white simultaneously. The 10th pasuk. Padiovada Long Zamna Dila Itsteris Hai Kedon Rosh Hashanah Dihu Yoma Dedina Umarechon Delishana Bisha Kaimin Alaihu Di Israel Ba'enan Milin Silotin Uvautin Uva'enan Leachazaa Ovada Gemadi Okina Behaitmar Uvma Bishpa Shofar Beatara Shofra Achara Ve'anan Mepikin Behahu Kala Rachame Vedina Kachada Kola Kadka Ya'ut Kema Behahu Shofar Ila Apik Kabala Dihu Kalala Kachada Ulatara Rachameka Azlenan Ultabera Marehos Dedina Dila Yishlitun Beayoma Vekad Rachame Mitarin Kuhu Utsinin Ilain Neharin Mehai Isa Umehai Isa Kedain Dior Pene Miliach Pene Melech Kain. This is by means of a deed, meaning offerings. When it is not needed, for example, on Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of judgment, which those of wicked tongues stand ready to denounce Israel. It is not sufficient to give mere offerings. Speech is required, that is, prayers and petitions. It is necessary to demonstrate deeds, as we have explained. And we learn that what these must be demonstrated, it is with the shofar, in order to invoke another shofar, which is Bina. We produce through the sound of the shofar, Ms. mercy and judgment together, all as is required. This is just like that highest shofar, which is Bina, that emitted a sound, which is Zeranpin, which is the inclusion of chesed, judgment, and mercy together, since Tiferet, which is Zeranpin, is inclusive of chesed, judgment, and mercy. To awaken mercy, we awaken with the blowing of shofar and break down the prosecutors so that they shall have no dominion on that day. When mercy is awakened, all the upper luminaries, the Sephirot, illuminate from this side and from that side, meaning from the right and the left. Then in the light of the king's countenance is life. My commentary. There is action, there is speech, there is thought. Sometimes thought is sufficient to activate mercy along with judgment. An example is the look that suffices between a husband and a wife regarding the love they have for their children. Sometimes we need to say words, and the highest of these words is our prayers in Hebrew. Sometimes we need to add an action to awaken mercy, like the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. This is the meaning of the above Zohar Pasuk. Actually, there is more to realize from this Pasuk. We always need to awaken mercy, through something we do. Even if it is a look, it is our action that awakens mercy. This is because judgment is always present. Mercy takes one or more of the three items mentioned above: action, speech and or thought. The 11th pasuk. Tachasi b'shata d'tachana yitzevan l'ad l'chata utzinin v'tata wachawa tariv ketoret usnin v'ahu shata kidein utzinin ilain Naharin ve'it ketar kol ha'kachada ve'chadu v'ched balta ishtatach v'kulhu al min ha'hidiktiv shemen u'ketoret yosamach Leviad ha'alotha et ha'nerot. Come and see. The priest intended to light the lamps below and brought the offering of spiced incense. During that moment, the upper candles are shining. That is the sephirot. And everything connects together. Happiness and gladness prevail in all the worlds. As it is written, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. Therefore it is written, when you kindle the lamps. My commentary. It is important to realize the meaning of ointment as being different than perfume, and to realize that it takes both to cause us to be happy permanently. This is what happened when the high priest would light the candles, that is the ointment, and the incense, that is the perfume. Today we need to read the section of the incense and its preparation from the daily prayers to replace the actions of the high priests. It is also one of the steps that will help us achieve the level of consciousness of mind over matter. That's the end of the section. It's the end of our time. Some quick announcements before I ask for questions. Tomorrow morning at 10:30 in the morning, we will have our last class as preparation for the gift of the Torah, referred to as the holiday of Shavuot. I hope you'll join us. It's very significant. Monday at 5:30, we will be studying the letter Bet in our class on the Hebrew letters. Tuesday evening is the holiday of Shavuot. We will be staying up all night or as long as I can keep my eyes open. We will be starting at 11 p.m. I hope you'll join us. If you don't join us, please attempt to stay up yourself. Go to a Kabbalistic minyan. Go to a Orthodox minyan. They all stay up. The difference is the Orthodox minyan does it for religious reasons, and the Kabbalistic minyan does it to bring immortality into our lives. That immortality, according to the Ari, will last until Rosh Hashanah. Actually, his language can be interpreted until next Shavuot for the whole year. It means a chaos-free life for at least 5 months, 4 to 5 months, or for the whole year. Depends on your consciousness. It depends on your merit. But it's well worth staying up. Wednesday night is still the holiday of Shavuot for the second day, so we will not be having a class. Thursday at 7 p.m., we will be having another Zohar class in the Parasha of Alotcha, similar to tonight. Next Saturday, we will have a Zohar class at 8:30, like tonight, and we will be connecting to the Zohar and ourselves to the new energy of the week, which is Shlach Lecha. No, it's not Shlach Lecha. Yeah, it is Shlach Lecha.
Yeah, it is.
So, are there any questions?
Hanok, my handout wouldn't open. It says this section is currently under construction.
Try redoing your page and seeing if it'll open.
Well, I've done it several times since we've been talking. You know, I've gone back and clicked on NASA. It doesn't come up either.
Are you able to bring up other Zohar sections?
Let me see. Bamidbar is the last one that comes up. Naso didn't come up during the week, and I just thought you didn't get to it, and neither is this one.
It's very strange because I am able to open it up, and that's the way I do open it up to read it.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if any of the other students are having the same problem or if it's just mine. I'm using Safari.
Is anybody having
Chrome. And
is anybody else having the problem?
No.
Please say again. You're able to open it up?
Yep. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
My suggestion is to turn your machine off and start over and see if that clears it up.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Everybody, I hope you have a beautiful evening, a beautiful week, a happy Shavuot, and a long life. Speak to you all soon. Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.